The scripture reading today comes from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God.
Christ is the reason. Alleluia.
Amen.
Christ is the reason.
He is risen
indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
Wonderful. Today's scripture, the story of Mary Magdalene meeting Jesus at the empty tomb, is found only in John's Gospel. We may assume that Mary must have told John about it personally. How much do you know about Mary Magdalene in the Bible? She is one of at least five different women named Mary in the New Testament. And unless we are careful, we will get them confused. Mary Magdalene came from the village of Magdala on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. She was one of a group of women who joined Jesus and his disciples and followed them from village to village, offering financial support and helping them in various ways. According to Luke chapter 8, verse 2, Jesus cast seven demons out of Mary. We can assume that before she met Jesus, she was probably possessed by evil spirits. When Jesus set her free, she was liberated from the evil power that had kept her chained. After healing her mind and soul from demons, she committed her life to follow Jesus, saying, "I love him because of what he did for me. I will follow him wherever he goes, even to death." And so it came to pass that when our Lord hung on the cross, she stood nearby with Mary, Jesus' mother. When they took his body down from the cross, she was there. When they placed him in the tomb, she was sitting opposite of that tomb, watching all happening there. Today's passage begins in verse 1. "Now, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went early while it was still dark." In biblical times, people believed that the dead person's spirit remains in the vicinity of the tomb for 3 days. So they commonly visit the tomb during the first 3 days after burial. However, Sabbath regulations prohibit such visits on the Sabbath. So the earliest that Mary could visit is sundown on Saturday evening after the Sabbath had concluded. So, early on Sunday morning, before sunrise, Mary ventured through the darkness to the garden tomb. Meanwhile, the summary of the resurrection of Jesus in the Gospels is as follows. On Easter Sunday morning, Jesus rose from the dead sometime in the pre-dawn hours. There was an earthquake, the seal was broken, the stone rolled away by the angels, and Christ came out of the tomb. The soldiers watching outside the tomb were knocked unconscious, and when they awoke, they fled in fear. Mary, and perhaps the other women who had been with her, were startled and terrified to see that the tomb was empty. Mary doesn't even think that Jesus might have risen from the dead. She immediately concludes that someone has taken Jesus' body from the tomb. Mary, not knowing what to do, ran to Peter, the leader of the disciples. Fortunately, Peter and the Apostle John, known as the beloved disciple, remained in the vicinity rather than fleeing with the other disciples. So they were able to witness and witness Jesus' empty tomb. When they arrived at the tomb, Peter first went inside and saw the linen wrappings lying there exactly where the body had been placed on Friday evening. Then the other disciple also went in, and the scripture said he saw and believed. Does this mean that they believed that Jesus was risen? Not quite yet. In verse 9, John says, "For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Some scholars think that they simply believed the truth of Mary's report that Jesus' body is missing. The next verse says, then the disciples went back to their homes. If they were truly convinced that Jesus was alive, they would surely have been overjoyed and cried out that Jesus is risen, Jesus is risen, all around the place. But their return to their homes reflects their uncertainty about Jesus' resurrection yet. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. If the tomb is empty, why was she still there after the disciples were gone? If you have ever lost a loved one who meant a lot to you, you know why she was there. She had loved Jesus in life. Now she loved him in death. She served him in life. Now she meant to serve him in death. She was there at the tomb alone because death could not destroy her love. Ironically, Mary was weeping over an empty tomb, which is one of the greatest proofs of the resurrection of Christ. If Mary had found Jesus' body still in the tomb, there would have been no resurrection of Jesus and no celebration of Easter. As Mary wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and found the two angels sitting where Jesus had laid. Neither Peter nor the beloved disciples saw the angels. And Mary does not recognize them as angels. The angels ask Mary why she is weeping. And she explains through her tears that because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. Mary still believed that Jesus' body had been stolen, which was even more painful. I remember the Sewol ferry incident in Korea in 2014. The ferry was heading from Incheon near Seoul, the capital of Korea, to Jeju Island, which is called the Hawaii of the East. There were 475 people on board, mostly high school senior students going on a graduation trip to Jeju Island. However, on the way, the ship met a storm and sank. A total of 304 people were killed. And for this incident, parents and family members, as well as the whole nation, mourned for months. The aftermath of this incident was so great that it eventually played a major role in the impeachment of then President Park Geun-hye. Parents who lost their children at the time went down to the sinking area and waited in the harbor every day until the bodies of their children were retrieved. Some parents had to wait days, others months, and the bodies of five never returned. Parents desperately wanted to find the body of their child. It is inconceivable to lose even dead bodies of loved ones, just as Mary honestly sought the body of her beloved Jesus. As Mary spoke with angels, the resurrected Jesus appeared to her. Verse 14 says, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Mary failed to recognize Jesus. Perhaps her vision was clouded by tears. Perhaps her grief overwhelmed her so much that she could not think clearly. Perhaps because she came looking for a dead man, her mind was incapable of recognizing a live man. We often see what we expect to see and fail to recognize the unexpected that is right in front of our face. For example, although I know our sanctuary members well, if I run into you at an unexpected place, I may not recognize you. I actually had this experience, and some church members misunderstood that I deliberately pretended not to know. You don't know how sorry I was then. So I tell you, if that happens, please come and say hello to me first. As such, how many times have we not recognized the Lord who came to be with us in our suffering? Let us remember that sometimes the Lord may come to see us as a neighbor or a stranger or in a way we never expected. The war in Ukraine has been going on for over 50 days. It is very painful to watch the country turn into ruins, with millions of people fleeing and hundreds of people dying from missiles and artillery bombardment every day. However, hearing stories of those who have been a light to Ukrainians living in despair, it is like seeing a light of hope. Many churches are helping refugees, and humanitarian work continues despite death threats. Among them, volunteers from Christian relief organizations from all over the world stand out. In addition, many missionaries remain in Ukraine and serve as a spiritual beacon to the nation's people, fighting against evil attacks in the darkness. They are the ones our Lord sent to the field of suffering to become the hands and feet of Christ. Although we cannot go to help physically. We can also be hands and feet of Christ through prayer and giving relief fund to them. Beloved, our Lord comes as a light to suffering people in the dark places of this world today. The resurrected Lord does not remain only in heaven. He is closer to us than ever, and he is working diligently for this world as it races towards the end times. However, encountering resurrected Christ is difficult because our spiritual eyes are not familiar with it. It was the same with Mary. Mary was able to recognize the risen Lord only after our Lord revealed himself by calling her name with his earthly voice. Jesus said to her in verse 16, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. By calling her name, Jesus was conveying many things to her. "I am here. I'm back from the dead. I still know you, and I still love you." Then Jesus said to Mary, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father." Perhaps Mary, overjoyed, knelt down and wrapped her arms around Jesus' feet so that he would never leave her again. Mary may have tried to say, "I thought I had lost you, but now that I have you back again, I am never going to let you go." However, Jesus says, "No, no, many things are different now." Then Jesus begins to unfold the future to her. Jesus will soon ascend to the Father, where he will take his place at the right hand of the Father in heaven. And our Lord expected Mary to be the first disciple who was going to witness, "I have seen the resurrected Lord," which Mary did. It was worth noting here that Mary knew the voice of the Lord, even though he was a resurrected one. And the Lord knew her name. This means that the essence of who we are can pass through death undisturbed. And we pass through the doorway marked death to enter the eternity where Jesus reigns forever. So don't worry, I will recognize you when we go to heaven. The word Easter came from Greek word pascha, which means passage. It evokes so many different passages for us. The Israelites' passage from slavery to freedom. Our own passage from sin to forgiveness. Jesus' passage from death to life. And maybe most poignant of all is the passage from despair to hope. Christians are often referred to as the people of Easter. I hope that as Easter people, we will all be passages that diligently follow in the footsteps of our Lord. This is the message that I want you to take away on Easter. Mary Magdalene, who turned around at the empty tomb to encounter resurrected Christ on Easter morning. You and I are called to turn our lives around so that we can embrace the risen Christ. How about that? Amen? Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.